have completed the establishment in the states and in the headquarters, and we are training the card at the moment. What we have made now is the budget to be passed by the assembly, and then from there, we will get some resources and purchase electrical material, and we will embark on it immediately.
Talk to me about the steps that are necessary for the conduct of this elections. In every election, registration is the first step. Are people registering right now?
No, they're not starting yet. I just told 2 minutes ago that the budget is not pending for approval by the parliament. As soon as it's approved, we will embark on voter registration.
A lot of people in the country don't have nationality ID, or what you call jinsia. Some don't have passport. What kind of identification documents is going to be used to verify voters in case registration kicks off?
We are going to use the manual registration. In the rural areas, they will be identified by their chiefs or volunteers. In the town, they will be easily identified.
How is that going to affect the voting process? What if I'm identifying my relative wrongly and identify them 10 times?
No, you can't. There are certain procedures to be applied. When you come to the voting center, your finger will be mapped. It will take you 7 days to vote, to vote your way. So you must come back to the polling station.
Every field of study has got some discipline, and the electoral process has got some discipline. You are dealing with a situation where majority of people in South Sudan don't have identification papers, and you're saying that you are going to use manual registration, fingerprints, and you're going to use chiefs to identify people. But that process is open to abuse. What do you think?
Well, it is the simplest and the best of all as far as South Sudanese are concerned. 80% of them are uneducated. So you can't really apply these modern technology on them. Yes, it may work on a different time, but outside it cannot work.
And let's talk about the timeline. You are left with 3 months for the process to kickstart.
Well, you see, the election night says, whenever you remain 6 months, the election date must be declared, which you have done by December 22nd, 2024. And then the revitalized peace agreement, which was signed in 2018, says when you remain 60 days before the end transitional period, election must be conducted. Hence, from that time, we will conduct election.
And now, August is almost ending. We are left with September, October, November, and December. That's 4 months. Looking at a country like South Sudan with logistical challenges, is it possible to conduct elections in 4 months?
It is possible when we are serious and when we have resources at hand. You do that very easily.
But now you are telling me that you're waiting for the budget to be passed by the parliament. How long does it take for that budget to be passed?
I think we're roughly the number of days. We will actually pass it.
You sound more positive than the political parties that are going to take part in the process. It's on record that the SPLM-IO is dismissing all the plans that are being made for the preparations for these elections. They have even not registered their party. What is the motivation behind your optimism?
You see, when the peace agreement was signed in 2018, it was said that the election would take place 2022. And those who signed peace, they were seeing the time was passing, and they were wasting it. And then when they reached the time of amendment of the election act, they were seeing it also. They passed. They participated in it, and they passed the election calendar. Now, you being an educated person, there are people who have been in the court for the last 20 years. They want to come to power. How will they come? They will come on with the election. And you know, in other countries, election can be done. Even the you register the same day, you will vote. You go to the election to be won. So what is missing now is the concern of the political parties that we need to change. We need the rules to apply. You go on now for 20 years.
For the ordinary South Sudanese who are still doubting that given the timeline, given the challenges, given the remoteness of the country, it's not possible to carry any elections in South Sudan, what would you tell such people?
You know, this is not the first time for South Sudan to witness elections. Since 1965 until the independence of the South, South Sudan has practiced, they have been voting for several times, several years. So the challenges before us then we become in their Achilles to vote.
But the people who are supposed to vote don't have much to offer at this time except waiting for you to show them the way.
Well, you see, there are two issues now. The way I think is different from the way the political parties, so people at the disagreement, are thinking. But we are being governed by two documents. The National Commission Act says when it remains 6 months before the end of the election date must be declared, which I did in July, and which will turn out to 22nd, December 24th, where people can vote, and they go.